Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 379, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. By Babel streams we sat and wept, for memory still to Zion clung. The winds alone our harp strings swept, that on the drooping willows hung. And what follows? Psalter 379, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. A portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 19, the verses 1 through 14. And after, from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, article number 10, Genesis 19, the first 14 verses. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold, and now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. And now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. And the men put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed this one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the third, fourth, and fourth heads of doctrine, of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, article number 10. but that others who were called by the gospel obey the call and are converted is not to be ascribed to the proper exercise of free will, whereby one distinguishes himself above others, equally furnished with grace sufficient for faith and conversions, as the proud heresy of Pelagius maintains. But it must be wholly ascribed to God, who, as he has chosen his own from eternity in Christ, as so he confers upon them faith and repentance, rescues them from the power of darkness, and translate them into the kingdom of his own Son, that they may show forth the praises of him who hath called them out of darkness into his marvelous light, and may glory not in themselves, but in the Lord, according to the testimony of the apostles in various places. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou was granted once more on this holy day of rest, that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that thou was granted opportunity insofar that it was possible, and insofar that there was desire to come up to thy courts. The greater part of the congregation is called upon to listen along in their homes. Lord, may it please thee to have mercy upon us and our children. We have heard out of thy holy word of a very solemn time of the city of Sodom, where their wickedness was exceeding great, where there were not even 10 righteous to be found. And then thou wast sent those 2 angels with a message of destruction. Thou also cometh with a message to us. And then in this morning hour, then we have heard of the servant of the Father, who was humbled himself so low, whom thou hast upheld, whom hast perfectly finished this work, in the state of his humiliation, and now thy dear Son sits at thy right hand, in the state of his exaltation, for the ingathering and the preserving of thy church. That work shall continue till the end of the world. Therefore the world is not yet burnt up. We are still in the precious day of grace. And to that end, Lord, we humbly ask thee for the work of thy Holy Spirit, that sinners may be wrought upon by the first time and also in the further leadings. Thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, dead in sins and trespasses, seeking it where it can never be found, with her back toward thee. But, O Lord, now by word and by spirit there shall be a people wrought upon. Their ears shall be opened, their heart, they shall be turned unto thee and follow hard after thee. And it is the work of thy Spirit to make room in the hearts for the blessed servant of the Father, O Lord. And may it please Thee to do it in this hour. Thou knowest, if Thou doth not work with Thy blessed Spirit, then we are forever lost, we are forever undone. Impress that reality upon all our hearts, and may there be those that may send many prayers unto Thee, the living God, even in this very hour, that Thy word may enter the heart, that it may become reality before it becomes reality at the end, and that we may become a true seeker with those longings and with those desires to hunger and thirst after righteousness, all Thou was promised, that the poor in spirit shall be filled, that mourners shall be comforted, and those that hunger after righteousness, that they shall be filled. Ah, Lord, do it for Thy honor and for Thy glory. Thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. And may it please Thee to grant unto our children new hearts, hearts that may fear Thee, that may love Thee, that may hate sin, and that may need that precious child born in the stable and laid in a manger. Wilt Thou grant unto our youth to make that good choice, that they may become a servant, a handmaiden, and to learn more and more how guilty they are to need that servant of the Father. Lord, convert the middle-aged in the busyness of life. This world shall pass away. We can take nothing along. And then we need that one thing needful, O Lord. Wilt Thou remember our elderly ones? Wilt Thou spare us, that we build not upon sandy foundations? And wilt Thou remember Thy people, not only to have received life, but to receive it more abundantly, to receive further instruction and what we stand in need of, but also concerning the servant of the Father. Wilt Thou grant unto Thy children, as it was with those two travelers to Emmaus, when Thou wast opened the Scriptures, that their hearts have begun to burn, that they were given to rejoice in what they have heard, and an earnest longing to possess what they were missing. Ah, Lord, wilt Thou grant unto Thy people that it may be a special Advent season, and that they may also receive a special fulfillment. Lord, remember land and country. We have read of that wicked city of Sodom, where their sin was so great, and Thou would not a message of mercy, but that it would be destroyed. And now also our nation, we have become a Sodom and Gomorrah, and under Thy judgments of the virus, of Thy solemn speaking, then there is not an acknowledgement of Thee, ah, Lord, has begun in paradise. Then Satan has said that we would be as gods. We have tried to climb on the throne, and under Thy solemn speaking, with all the efforts that man has put forth, then it is clear without Thy blessing, it shall not avail. And then even under Thy solemn speaking, And then the unborn continue to be murdered. We have not been notified that the numbers have become less. Many other things have been lessened. And then also in the past week, that the federal government and the House of Commons, then they have approved an assist the dying bill where man will not bow under thee, where thou art the giver of life, thou art the ruler over our lives, and thou art the only one that has the right to take it away. We have come under the sentence of death. But now man has become so bold, O Lord, wilt thou impress upon the hearts of our children how serious and how solemn the times are. Not that we are given over to discouragement, but that we may seek a secret place, and that we may cry mightily unto thee. The prophet of old has declared, woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown has fallen from our head, pressed upon all our hearts, that we are inhabitants of this country, and national sin brings national guilt, which shall be followed by national punishment. O Lord, who shall live when thou doest those things? The time has come that the judgment must begin at the house of God. Wilt thou grant unto upon this solemn speaking that in the midst of us and our children there may be a turning and a repentance from our worldly and our evil ways. May sin become sin. May guilt become guilt. And that thou may use thy solemn speaking that many may be wrought upon, that we may learn what sin is, and that there may be a hasting and a fleeing for our life's sake while it can yet, and while it may yet. Oh, it may be declared that the servant of the Father, that he is that hiding place, that he has those overshadowing wings, that he has paid the price. In him everything is to be found for poor and needy sinners. O Lord, under thy judgments, leave and forsake us not, but may we be brought to that humble place that we think not in the first place of our neighbor, but that we may become the guilty one as a Jonah when that storm has come upon the sea. Lord, thou knowest that if thou leavest over unto ourselves, thou can come with much greater judgments, and if there is no repentance, thou shall. But then we shall not turn unto thee, and therefore, Lord, turn us, and we shall be turned. Wilt thou remember all the family circles under these solemn circumstances, where at the moment there is more time to be together, to search thy word, to speak, to pray, to sing. Oh, may it be blessed by thee. Lord, remember all the special needs. Remember our elderly ones, all the mourning ones, the sick and afflicted ones. Remember the mother in the hospital that is awaiting for surgery. Ah, do uphold and remember her. And that in the hospital, that she may be given to pray the prayer of the publican, God, Be merciful to me, a sinner, and that the means may be blessed, remember her together with husband and family. Remember all under the physician's care, all those that need strengthening, that need healing. The circumstances are known unto thee. Remember all the family circles. May love abound what has been separated. Wilt thou bring it together? Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy spirit in speaking and in listening. Thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee. Remember those that may come up to thy house in the sanctuary in the basement. Remember all in their homes. We ought to grant a holy attention. Help the little children. Bind the Satan. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 220, the first four stanzas. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, amid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above, and might come and save us. Thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. And what follows, 220, the first four stanzas. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Genesis 19, the verses 1 through 14, and we shall read the verses 12, 13, and 14. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides a son-in-law, and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Our text words speak of the angel's weighty message to Lot in Sodom, with four thoughts. In the first place, the angels kindly hosted by Lot. In the second place, the angels marvelously rescuing Lot. In the third place, the angel searching question to Lot. And in the fourth place, the angel's message rejected. The angel's weighty message to Lot in Sodom. The angels kindly hosted by Lot. The angels marvelously rescuing Lot. The angel searching question to Lot, and the angel's message rejected. Beloved congregation, the last time we were given to consider that in Abraham, that he was given to intercede for Sodom. We say given, because that was granted by the work of the Holy Spirit. Also, God's people, they can know the need. The need can be exceedingly great, but they learn what prayerless creatures that they are of themselves. And what a blessing, what a privilege it is when a child of God, when the Lord may bind a matter upon the heart, when he grants the spirit of prayer and of supplication, when the Lord grants that perseverance, then such a one shall experience a special tokens of the Lord's favor. That has been experienced by Abraham. Oh, what a privilege it is when a child of God may receive that low place. We have heard at the past time that he was given to confess, that he was dust and ashes. He has asked the Lord not to be angry with him. Oh, congregation, let us lay our prayers beside that intercessory prayer of Abram. And then the Spirit teaches his children, oh, the necessity of the servant of the Father, whose prayers were perfect, where he has declared to the Father that the Father always heard him. And now in this chapter, then we read, and there came two angels to Sodom at even. The Lord still had a message to bring in that wicked city, Sodom. Many times Sodom and Gomorrah are mentioned together. It is clear from the scriptures that there were five main cities that would be destroyed. But boys and girls, when those two angels have come, then it was not a message of peace for the greater part of Sodom and Gomorrah. John Bunyan has written in a certain place that the day of grace can be over for a people before the day of death. And so it was for that wicked city of Sodom. Then the angels, they did not come with a white flag of peace, it is true. For the family of Lot it was so. But for the rest of Sodom, it was too late. Then those two angels have not come to still declare to that people that God, that the Father, he would send a son as a servant that would pay for the sins of wicked sinners, that there was still a way to be restored. That has come to an end. Oh, the Lord has made himself free because Sodom and Gomorrah, we have heard it in Genesis 13, that those kings under Chedorlaomer, that they have come, that they have conquered those cities and carried much away also Lot and his goods. But then the Lord has manifested his wonders that Abram with 318 servants, that they have rescued Lot and his goods. Then we have also heard that the king of Sodom, that Abram has met him, and that also Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High, was at that meeting. But then the goodness, the mercy, then the Lord has once more knocked on the door at the hearts of Sodom, but they have not paid attention. And now the angels have come to destroy. Oh, what a solemn time that it was for Sodom, for those cities. Oh, and Abram has received the freedom to ask whether there were still 10 righteous in that city. For 10 righteous, the city would be spared. But there were not 10 righteous to be found, and not enough corks, not enough prayers. The time has come that the cities would be destroyed. And now by renewal, then we read of a Lot, and there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. We have not heard in some chapters that there is anything recorded of Lot. And boys and girls, youth, then you remember that in Genesis 13, that Lot has made a choice. He has looked at those beautiful plains, well watered. He started thinking of a sheep and goats. And then he has chosen those plains. But he has left the instruction. He has left the prayers, the tent of Abram, where the Lord has given that special revelation concerning the seed and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Lot has separated himself. And then we read that he dwelt in those plains. And then we further read that the opening of his tent was toward Sodom and Gomorrah. And then in chapter 14, we already read that he has dwelt in Sodom. Thus then we are given to see, especially my young friends, how important the choices are that we make in our life, and that many choices, that they have consequences for the rest of our life. Oh, undoubtedly, Lot, he had good intentions. He has promised to himself, perhaps thought, it is true, because we already read in Genesis 13, verse 13, about the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly, that Lot undoubtedly had good intentions, that he would remain at a distance, also for his family circle, but for business purposes, that he would live closer to Sodom. And now concerning Lot, concerning his choice, it was not a good choice. Nevertheless, we read in the Bible that specific things are written about Lot when he dwelt in Sodom. And when we read what is written of Lot, then I do not think that there is one in this afternoon that has so many stones to throw at Lot. It is true, his choice was not good. The consequences were evil. Undoubtedly, he had thought many times, considering his wife and his daughters, that it is not good to dwell in Sodom. Maybe many times even thoughts and intentions to leave Sodom, but we later read in this chapter that he has lingered. And how many have made a choice in their youth concerning the church, concerning the husband and wife, and that in later life they would love to go back, but because of circumstances that it is impossible. Thus, my dear young friends, the importance of the choices that we make, that we do not try to reason it out, because if we reason ourselves, then we can always justify ourselves and find an excuse, try to settle our conscience, but it's not according to God's word. And when we cannot honestly lay it before the Lord, asking him for his will and way, then we must not proceed. Then we must beg the Lord that he may guide, that he may show, and that he may lead. But now for a Lot, you must not think that he had such an easy life and also such a profitable life. We do not read in the Bible of Abraham. We read of different times that he has erected an altar, worship, prayer, sacrifice. But we do not read of the altar of Lot. Nevertheless, Lot, in that wicked city, he felt as a stranger and a pilgrim. Do we also feel sometimes pilgrims and strangers congregation? Or do we feel quite well at home? Or when we see all the wickedness, do we sometimes feel a stranger? It can even be in the church. Stand for the old truth, the old ways. But now what do we read of Lot? In 1 Peter 2, verse 7 and 8, that the Lord delivered just Lot, who was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And in verse 8, he vexed this righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. That is written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That word vexed, that means to be tormented. That when he saw, when he heard everything that was taking place in the city of Sodom, that his soul was vexed, that he was sad, that he was sorrowful, that he was wearied. Oh, it cannot be different, that he has laid it all before the Lord. And oh, for a Lot, he knew what he should do, but he lingered in Sodom. And now concerning that vexing, 'tis not written that once in a while, maybe once in a month, or under special circumstances, when he has heard terrible things, sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, wicked parties at night, drinking, and other great sins, that it was not only once in a while, but then we have read it, affects this righteous soul from day to day. How was that was of congregation? Because we also live in a similar time. Sin of Sodom and Gomorrah seems to be no sin, the world anymore. And also in many churches, if we think of the transgender business, who would have thought 25 years ago that we would be confronted with those matters? In the past week, in the House of Commons, then they have voted for an assisted dying bill, easier for people that their lives may be taken, also in hospitals, passed by a majority of 212 to 107, hopes to go to the Senate, like to push it through before the end of the year. And when we hear of all those things, if we think of the desecration of the Sabbath day, then how do we compare with Lot? Must we not say, I include myself, then we have no stones to throw at Lot, still a blessing, when those things may really burden us, that we become sorrowful, and that we are given to cry unto the Lord in a prayer, that the Lord may keep us and our children, because many sins, they go in a gradual way. Thus, then I think you can agree that there is not one in this afternoon that has reasons to throw at Lot, but a prayer to the Lord. Lord, wilt thou grant more in my heart and in my life, that I am vexed, that I am grieved, of course, that not without a sorrow because of our own sins, because of we are only vexed, because of the sins of our neighbor, then we are too far. On the other hand, when the Lord grants a life at the throne of grace, then there shall also be that sorrow. Think of the psalmist in Psalm 119:136. My eyes, they are as rivers of waters. I weep rivers of waters because they keep not thy law. And now we read that Lot sat in the gate in the evening hour, perhaps had a place in the government. And then he is seen two strangers come. And he has received an impression. We have heard out of the former chapter that Abram also had an impression that those three visitors, that they were special visitors. And it is implied in this chapter that Lot had an impression of the same. Maybe he thought, they are not a few of our own people. And then he has bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And then he has asked those two visitors, boys and girls, they were the two angels, because we have heard in the last chapter that there were three visitors that have visited Abram. We have heard the last time the one was the Lord and the other two angels. And then Lot had a desire that those two strangers, those two visitors, that they may come in his house, that he may entertain them. But then those visitors, they have first refused, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. But he pressed upon them greatly. We find, do you know another example in the Bible where the same has taken place in Luke 24? Those travelers to Emmaus, and then they have said, the day is far spent, the night is come, and they constrained him. The Lord tests his people many times. The Lord does not give the request of his church immediately, that they may become more persevering, that they may become more serious, that they may come more often at the throne of grace. And then finally, they have complied. He made a great feast unto him. There are many similarities, also differences, what we read of Abram and of Lot. Of an Abram, he was sitting in the tent, a Lot in the gateway of the city. Abram ran to meet them. A Lot rose up to meet them. With an Abram's invitation was immediately accepted, a Lot had to press them. With an Abram, when we read of the feast that he has made, then we read of Sarah, we read of his servants. Of a Lot, he was more alone. Of an Abram, he was given to enjoy that company, to hear wonderful things. With a Lot, the wicked have gathered. Our second thought, the angels marvelously rescuing Lot. And then we read of terrible things. Lot was given to entertain those angels, those strangers. We read thereof in Hebrews 13, verse 2. And then when they were finished feasting, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round both old and young, all the people from every city. And then it is written, the special wickedness of that city, and that is the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, a denial of the creation of God. He has made them male and female. And in Genesis 2, the verses 18 through 24, the institution of marriage. And usually many times, it's true that sin seemed to be quite common among the heathens and among the Canaanites. And now we live in a similar time, but also Canada has become a Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not began, it is true, that sin has been practiced upon this world. Since our deep fall, we do not know the first case. But as a general rule, does not begin therewith. When we consider our country, how have we come to the point that we have come in 2020, that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah is not considered a sin in our country, and also by many churches? Oh, then surely, because I read in Psalm 11, verse 3, when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the foundation of society, of the church, of a country, that is the family circle. A husband, a wife, a father and mother, when the Lord may bless them with children, and a family circle where the Word of God has a central place, where there is the family altar, where the Scriptures are read, where the children are instructed, where prayer is made, and where the Psalms are sung. And now when we consider our country many years ago, then concerning our institutions of learning, then the Bible was taken out and prayer was not necessary. There has come a time when divorce was not seen as an exceeding great sin against the institution of the Lord, first in the country and then in many churches. Then the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, and today the transgenderism. Must we not say with the prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, in the Lamentations of Jeremiah, 5 verse 6, the crown is fallen from our head, a woe unto us that we have sinned. Then we read in this chapter that those wicked people of Sodom and Gomorrah, both old and young, that they have gathered round about the dwelling of righteous Lot. Is that not the experience in our day? That the world that is at enmity with the Lord, with His Word, and with His church, that more and more that they are gathering round about the church, and that shall not cease unless that the church shall bow under their demands. And if their demands are not met, then there shall be persecution, the same as in the city of Sodom. And then we read that a Lot, that he has went out to address that people, and Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. Why did Lot now shut that door when he went outside in the first place? Of course, to protect his guests. And in the second place, that in that dwelling, that it not would not be heard the wickedness and the speech of that wicked people of Sodom. Then for us and our children, concerning the wickedness of the time, then what a calling we and our children have, that the door is shut. We only have to mention technology, the internet. May we be given to find what our hand finds to do. Because for a Lot, then he would be ashamed for his wife and daughters and those two visitors, that they would hear the wicked speech of those wicked ones of Sodom and Gomorrah. And to that end, he has went outside. And then in a kind way, then we would perhaps think that when Lot has went out to that wicked people, old and young, and when he has addressed them so kindly, "I pray you, brethren," then we would say that he has asked in a very kind way, "Do not so wickedly." But oh, Sodom has become so hardened that even under the tender asking, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly," that it has made no impression and no effect upon the people of Sodom. And then we read something very astonishing and very sad. How must we explain it? What we read of Lot, oh Lot, living in Sodom, has vexed this righteous soul. And when those wicked men, when they have gathered round about that house and requested that those two visitors would come outside to commit great sin, then Lot has said, "Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man." It was a blessing that Lot could say that. We live in a time of so much sexual impurity. Young people, may you be given to pray when you are courting that the same may be said. A great privilege, a great blessing when you may come to your wedding day. Oh, ask the Lord, trust not in your own strength, but ask the Lord to keep you. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as good in your eyes. What must we say, congregation? Let us hope that those two daughters, that they have not heard the speech of their father, would be as a sword that went through their heart. Of course, especially in those times, hospitality was a great and important thing. And when strangers would come under the roof, then you were responsible for them. But now concerning the words of Lot, we cannot justify to say to choose one evil over another. Oh, then Lot, perhaps in his great need, then he has spoken so foolishly, so inadvisably, perhaps hoping that with that proposal, that those wicked men, that he would withdraw. And then they have answered, it has not solved this difficulty. Lot has said, they have come under the shadow of my roof, and they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn. Do you hear it? That the people of Lot, they were still given to see and to realize that Lot was a sojourner. What's the difference? He vexed this righteous soul. He was a stranger in that city. We read the same in Pilgrim's Progress of Christian and faithful. They were called upon, not their choice, but called upon to go through Vanity Fair. And then that people in Vanity Fair, they were given to see that they were strangers and pilgrims because of the things that they have bought. They did not buy the same things as the people in Vanity Fair. In the second place, because they spoke another language. And in the third place, because of their dress. Also instruction for us and our children. And they pressed sore upon the man. Even Lot came near to break the door, but the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door, and they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness. The Lord was speaking to those wicked people once more. The angels have smitten all those men, old and young, with blindness that they could not find the door. Thus another calling, another wonder. Oh, then we see that the Lord also uses the angels for the protection. They are also present in the church service. We read that in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 10. But we also read in Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Thus the angels are also used to guard and to protect the people of God. Think of the prophet Elisha when he was in Mount Dothan and when the Syrians went to battle with the Israelites. And the Lord is made known to the Israelites where the Syrians would come. And then the king of Syria has asked, how is that possible? And then there was spoken about the prophet that would tell the king of Israel. And then the king has sent his army around Mount Dothan. And then when they have risen in the morning, then that servant looked over the side and he saw that army. And then he went back to his master, Master, alas, what shall we do? Then Elisha prayed, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And then the Lord has opened the eyes of that servant. And then he saw those horses, those chariots with fire. They were the angels of the Lord. Our third thought, the angel searching, questioning to Lot. Let us first sing. Psalter 123, the stanzas 1 and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets and what follows. Psalter 123, 1 and 3. with the angel's weighty message to Lot and Sodom. The angels kindly hosted by Lot. The angels marvelously receiving Lot. And now thirdly, the angels searching question to Lot. And then the angels have come with a solemn message. It was not with a message to the city of Sodom, as a Jonah has come to the city of Nineveh, that in 40 days it would be destroyed. A word the Lord has given to that city time to turn from their evil ways and to be given to repent. But that was not the message of the angels. For the greatest part of the city of Sodom, the day of grace was past, and no message to repent, and no message of mercy, because the angels have been sent to destroy that city. Sodom and Gomorrah and those cities, they have rejected former warnings and former mercies. They have continued in their wickedness. Thus those angels, they had no message for those men, young and old, around about the house, undoubtedly. When they were smitten with blindness, they were as angry tigers, that they have not obtained their desire, but no message for those men. They were awaiting the day of tomorrow, when the Lord would send fire and brimstone, when they would be burnt up, and their souls sent into everlasting fire. For that city of Sodom and Gomorrah, it was too late. But now the Lord, in His great mercy, then He still had a message for Lot. What a privilege it is, young and old, when the Lord still speaks to us, when there is still an opportunity to come up to God's house. Because that shall not always continue. Death, persecution, sickness, and other reasons. But what a privilege it is when the Lord is still willing to send His messengers, and that there may still be a message. And now the angels have related to Lot, and the men said unto Lot, "Hast thou here any besides?" The angels did not ask Lot, "Are there more converted people, more righteous in the city? But are there any besides?" Listen, children, young and old. Then the angel has asked, "Hast thou any besides a son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place? Do you hear it, congregation?" What a blessing and what a privilege it is when the Lord grants a place in the midst of the church, under the external administration of the covenant. There the Lord manifests His special blessings and His special benefits and His special keeping. And it is the place where the Lord has promised to work in a special way, by word and by spirit, A word, two or three are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst of them. Thus a blessing in the church, a blessing in the family circle, where God's word may have a special place, because I read in Jeremiah 10 verse 25 that the Lord will pour out his fury upon the heathens that know him not, and upon the families that call not upon his name. The blessing more so when in our family circle, when in our dwelling, there may be those that greatly fear the Lord, that may serve the Lord, that may have that sorrow, that may have that vexation, oh, in the first place, about their own sins, that as in Abraham, they become dust and ashes. The blessing to have those in our dwelling that need and that have learned to know the servant of the Father, where he has become so necessary and so precious as prophet, a priest and king. Hast thou any here besides? What a fitting question as we come closer to the end of the year. Oh, undoubtedly, certainly, then on the last day of the year, oh, if it is not so, then we have to be very hard. But on the last day of the year, then we are given to think of the past, but also of our never-dying soul. But that must not only be on the last day, should it not be on the third last Sabbath day of the year, that we take inventory. It is so in natural life. In the business world, then it would be a foolish businessman to only go over his books the last day of the year, but it shall be done continually. For our boys and girls, concerning our schoolwork, then we do not wait for the last day of the year, but then during the year, then we are given to reflect how things are going, our weaknesses, our strengths. And now what a fitting question. Are there any besides for the consistory? So many souls entrusted unto us. Are there any besides that are still unconverted, that have never experienced that turning, that have never repented, that are still living for the world, maybe even in the world? Are there any besides? When there are still so many. In the Bible, it is true, speaks of those hidden ones. But congregation, when the Lord works, then it shall be seen in our life. And then it cannot remain hidden. Are there any besides in the midst of the congregation that are still unconverted, that are still traveling on that broad way to destruction, that are still seeking the happiness in the world outside of the Lord, and outside of a service, what a pointed and what a touching question has come to Lot. Oh, Lot in Sodom, are there any besides? Not only for office bearers, a question for teachers, concerning the students, each a soul for eternity, have experienced it, that the young are also taken away. Are there any besides? A question for fathers, for mothers, for grandparents, great-grandparents, and not only concerning our family, but how is it with you? How is it within our dwellings, boys and girls? Do you ever think of those things? How many, are there any in our house that truly feared the Lord, that have learned to pray, that have learned to beg? Are there any besides a solemn, appointed, a touching question that has come to Lot? Because Lot, we have been sent to destroy this city, shall soon be burnt up. And then if we are still in that city, then we shall be consumed by fire and brimstone. Are there yet any besides? What a solemn question that has come to Lot. And that question did not leave Lot cold. Was in the middle of the night. Undoubtedly those men, they were still lurking about the house. Their enmity has only increased. But a Lot has heard it, this urgent, his loved ones, they must be led out of this city, or they shall be destroyed, they shall be burnt. Hast thou any besides, young and old? How is it with us on the third last Sabbath day of the year 2020, the Lord is speaking unto us in such a special way. May the Lord grant a place at his footstool. Let us remember our fourth point. We shall leave it for the next time. Concerning the outcome of the message of Lot, when in the night watches he has went to his future son-in-law's up, for the city shall be destroyed, but they did not hearken, they did not believe. How is it with us? I read in Psalm 2, the verses 11 and 12, serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling, kiss the Son, lest he be angered while it is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that trust in him. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to crown thy holy word with thy divine blessing, and that question of the angels, which was placed before Lot, hast thou any here besides? May we be given to turning unto ourself. May we be given to remember all those that are near and dear unto us. We need to be led out of the city of destruction. We must be given by thy grace, by thy spirit, to place ourselves thine-ward, ah, Lord. And may it then please thee in the remaining weeks on this Sabbath day to richly bless thy word, that many may be given to see that by nature we live in the city of destruction which shall be burnt up, and that we need to be led to that wicked gate. Oh, come to the cross with the burden of our sin, of the servant of the Father, where he has cried out, it is finished, Lord. Wilt thou remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people? Remember us in the furtherance of the Sabbath day, grant traveling mercies, bring us under the means of grace once more, forgive us of all of our sins, also of this afternoon, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 4, let us only sing 4 and 5. Be wise, ye rulers of the earth, and serve the Lord with godly fear. With reverent joy, confess the Son, while yet in mercy he is near. And what follows, Psalter 4, only the stanzas 4 and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.